A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. And they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, a commonplace dictum in our modern world is that we live in an information age. You know, computers, text messaging, the World Wide Web. We all want to know what's happening. But information, of course, is not knowledge. Information is facts and figures. Knowledge is different. It's interpretation, analysis, synthesis, even application. And then knowledge itself is surely not wisdom. Alexander Pope once quipped that a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Knowledge could, of course, lead us in the wrong direction. Using it irresponsibly could do harm to society. But of course, the same could never be said of wisdom. Wisdom is practical evaluation, good judgment. A little wisdom is never dangerous, but surely, I think, a great blessing. Why is this? Because I suggest wisdom adds heart to mind, and it thus is perceived by us is a kind of grace. We praise it. We seek it. We pray for it. An example. Suppose I go to my doctor because I'm not feeling well, and my doctor tells me that I have some life-threatening disease. Information would be the symptoms that my doctor and I might discuss. Knowledge would be his diagnosis. Wisdom would be my response to that diagnosis. So there you have it. Wisdom is somehow better than knowledge. Knowledge is somehow better than information. We want information to grow into knowledge, and knowledge to grow into wisdom. So is that it? Absolutely not. Jesus, in today's reading from Luke, says there's so much more. In his redacted prediction of a future Gentile persecution, Jesus proclaims, "Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refuse." What we have here, my friends, is enhanced wisdom. Wisdom plus, if you will, divine wisdom. This is wisdom based on trust in Jesus. not, if you will, faith from understanding, but understanding from faith. A deeper wisdom that will never be, in Daniel's words, weighed on the scales and found wanting. For divine wisdom will always glorify our God. Brothers and sisters, as we enter another Advent season, let us be reminded that Jesus' entry into the human world is also a call that our human wisdom be elevated to divine wisdom. For only divine wisdom is irrefutable. It is the source of good judgment. It is the source of joy and peace in our very fragile world.